Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. The future of nuclear power in the Port Hope area is looking brighter as Ontario Power Generation opened the Nuclear Discovery Centre. The new facility is intended for the public and skilled trades to learn more about the Wesleyville project. That endeavour is expected to provide 1,700 local jobs and supply power to millions of homes when operational. MPP David Pacini says the Wesleyville project will bring economic benefits to the region.
Well, this center is an articulation of a vision, and that vision is for Canada to be an energy superpower, for us to have the ability to meet the increased energy demands we know we're going to have. An independent electricity system operator forecasts a threefold growth. You heard Minister Lecce talk about three cities of Toronto. It's the equivalent of power we need to produce, but it also gives us an opportunity to be an exporter and an energy superpower worldwide. But this center today gives Port Hope a voice in that discussion as stewards of this area, and it's an important discussion to be had with residents. What I love that they're doing at OPG is they're meeting people where they're at. I've seen them at Jack Burger. I've seen them at the hockey game. I see them everywhere in our community, and that's good because for busy moms and dads who are taking their kids to hockey, they might not have time to come by here. I hope they do, but we're meeting people where they're at and giving them a say in this exciting future for our region.
So the center has been described as a place for dialogue, people to come ask questions, get answers. What answers do you have right now as to where this project's going?
Well, I think the exciting future means we're going to look at new nuclear here. It would be potentially among the largest on planet Earth, truly a large nation-building project. But early on, the excitement for me is Labor Minister is looking at the talent pipeline. This is going to raise employment. Big time. The largest increase and boost to local employment in our region's modern history. It's going to be billions to our GDP, but behind that are mums and dads who are going to get paid more, businesses who are going to get increased support, local manufacturers, chemical others who will support this growth, and it's going to be a game changer for our region.
Now, you're talking jobs. Obviously, you're going to have a play if you remain in this position for however many years. Your department's going to be a major player in getting that talent up here, yeah. Trained, making sure that you can actually get the project done. I mean, that's a huge task. How big of a task do you think that's going to be for your department?
Well, Mayor, it'll be a big task, but that's what excites me is our labor market forecasting. As I mentioned, building trades have a great track record. Refurbishments have happened on time, on budget, in some respects ahead of schedule. We have a great working relationship with our local building trades. The mayor and I have spoken with our local high school. This is an exciting opportunity for the high school. So from training centers to high schools to jobs, this is an exciting time.
On top of that growth, you're going to have housing, you're going to have big-time infrastructure needs to support the growth. I mean, so now you've got multifaceted. This town's going to grow. The province is going to have to support that. I mean, interdepartment agencies working together.
Yeah.
What's the plan there?
Yeah, and that's where the dialogue with Port Hope is so important, looking at our future infrastructure needs from road work to service capacity, water, wastewater, transmission lines. These are all the things and conversations we're actively having now. Williams Treaty First Nation. You know, what excites me from that perspective is an opportunity for equity building. That is truly transformational, something Premier Ford has made a priority. So I think it's a real exciting future, but you're right, it's tough work, and we'll be leaning on our local partners, like the municipality, to identify the plan. Where will we look for housing growth, for intensification, to realize the potential of downtown? We have already exciting projects happening downtown. Walton Street just got redone with support from the province. But that's a local discussion, and I think Mayor and Council are best positioned to point where that growth is going to happen, and they know the province will be there to support it.
And talk about First Nations. I was talking to Chief Simpson about this earlier, last month actually, about his excitement. And he sees this as a massive opportunity for not only equity partnership, but job skills training, everything you're talking about. How important do you see that relationship?
I think it's massively important. You know, through local funding, we've supported trailers through the IBEW that have brought training into First Nation communities, working in partnership with elders, with chiefs. We know Indigenous youth are a fast-growing youth population. So the chief's absolutely right. How exciting is this for these youth? I recently attended an Introduction to Millwright course graduation at OPG. They work closely with local millwrights. And I got to meet a youth from both Hiawatha and Elderville who went through that program, who are now working at local power sites. That's awesome. I mean, this is what excites me, and this is what I'm going to fight for.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.